Children, what are we celebrating today? Do you know what this day is called?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday, that's right. And do you know what kind of animal the Lord rode on when he came into Jerusalem as the king? On a donkey, that's right. Now, you can think about what kind of a king the Lord is. We listen to the story and see what kind of a king Jesus is. And here's you can listen and see what it says. And when they were near Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her. When you have loosed them, bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say that the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them." And all this was done so that it might be fulfilled which was declared through the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king comes to thee, meek and mounted on a donkey, and a colt, the son of her that is used to the yoke." And the disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their garments on them, and they had him sit on them. And a crowd of very many spread their own garments on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them along the way. And the crowds that went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was shaken, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." So you can see in this picture the Lord riding on the donkey's colt. And you can see the people waving palm branches, and other people are putting down palm branches. And they also put their garments down on the road, and they put some of their garments on the donkey. And they were, in this way, they were saying that the Lord is the king, because in ancient times, they were used to the idea that a king would ride on a donkey. And a judge, in the book of Judges, we can read about the judges riding on donkeys. So when they saw Jesus riding the donkey, they say, "Okay, he is our king." And were they glad to have him be their king? What would you say? Yes, they were very glad. And so they were saying, "Oh, he's my king. I'm going to take off my clothes and I'm going to put him down in the road so he can walk over my clothes. And I can help him come to Jerusalem. And I'm going to cut down these beautiful branches to make his path beautiful as he rides along." Now, what kind of a king is Jesus, is the Lord? What does it say? What do you think?
He's the King of Kings.
The King of Kings?
The King of Kings.
The Lord of Lords.
The Lord of Lords? Yes. Now,
the Lord of Gods?
Yes.
He's the King of Heaven.
The King of Heaven, that's right. Very good. Not just the King of this world, but he is the King of Heaven and Earth. That's right. Yes. And he's our Heavenly Father. That's right. And in our reading that we read from the book of Matthew, and in our recitation that we said from the book of Zechariah, it tells about two things about the Lord. It says he is just and having salvation. So just means the Lord loves people to have the chance to live together happily. He loves them to have the chance to raise families, to go to work and do useful things, to help each other, to be friends. He likes things to be fair. And he has salvation. That means it is his job as the king to keep us safe. Salvation means safety. So the Lord as king keeps us safe from enemies from outside of our country and from criminals inside our country. And that means that they have to be punished or put in jail so they don't hurt people. So there's two things there. He loves people and he loves to keep us safe. And those two things go together. Then the next thing it says is he is meek. Meek means gentle. But does gentle mean, oh, do whatever you like, hurt people if you want to, I'm not going to do anything about that? Of course it doesn't mean that. It means he does love people, but at the same time it says he is the king. He's riding on the colt. That's what it says. So these two things come together, gentle, but being the king. These two things have to always go together. Think about if you want to play a game with some friends. So you have, say you're going to play a game with a board game and dice. So first you agree, are we going to roll one dice or two dice? Because it wouldn't be fair if some of the time some people roll one and the other times some other people roll two. Or suppose you agree, okay, when we roll the dice, however many dots are on the dice, that's how many steps we get to move along. And somebody says, no, I want to move more. Can that person play the game with you if they won't follow the rules?
No.
No, they can't, can they? They'll have to go somewhere else and play their own game. They won't be able to play the same game with you. Or suppose you're playing soccer, and you know the rule is you're not allowed to touch the ball with your hands unless you're the goalie. And if you do touch the ball with your hands accidentally or on purpose, then you put the ball down right where you touched it, and the other team gets a free kick. And you say, I don't want to play like that. I want to use my hands. Can a person like that play soccer?
No.
He'll have to go play a different game, won't he? So we have to have rules. We have to all agree on the rules, or we can't play a game. But it's not all just about rules. Let's argue about the rules. No, it's about playing the game. It's having fun together. That's the point. So the rules and the game have to come together. Or imagine if you're a doctor. Now, a doctor needs to learn so many things about how the human body works and what to do if someone is sick, to be able to tell what kind of sickness they have, or if they break their arm or their leg, how to help them. And they have to learn about medicines, what medicines help with this sickness or that sickness, and how much or how little is just the right amount, because too much will make it worse, too little won't help. All those things they have to learn. But on the other hand, a doctor also needs to be someone who cares about people, who wants people to be healthy. So if you have a doctor who's very, very smart, but he doesn't care, is that a good doctor? Or what if you have a person who loves to help people but doesn't know anything? They don't know how to help people. Well, they might actually hurt someone accidentally because they don't know what they're doing. That's not a good doctor either, is it? So you can see that the love and the truth or the wisdom have to go together all the time. And that's the kind of king the Lord is. That's what it says in our recitation and in the Gospel of Matthew. He is just and having salvation. He is meek or gentle, and he's the king riding on the colt. So those two things always come together in the Lord, and they can come together for us too. We say, that's the kind of king I want to rule over me, and so I'm going to keep the Lord's rules. I'm going to follow his commandments as best I can. And I'm going to learn to love my neighbor as myself, the way the Lord loves us. And then we will be happy in the Lord's kingdom. Amen.